The little theme song, Running Wild, brings to you once again from the Continental Broadcasting Corporation, Hollywood, California, The Two Daffodils, radio's gift from the Nut Factory, Duke Atterbury, and Mrs. Gillum's boy, Kenny, the hokum humorists. Away you go, boys. The keeper is waiting.
Positively hello, everyone. The Two Daffodils at your service, ready and willing to annoy you for the next 15 minutes. The first bit of abuse we will dish out will be...
Under the chestnut spresna tree, even as I owe you, a hunk of Hank and a hank of hunk. You're a better man than I am, old Black Joe.
That was very clever. Do you make those things up as you go along?
Yeah, would you like me to make up another one as I go along?
I don't care if you make up another one, but I won't grieve if you go along, and the further the better.
Say, listen, if I thought you could do without me, I'd leave this minute. You'll never know how anxious I am to get home.
You're anxious to get home?
Yes, pal.
Any special reason?
Why, pal, I've got a mother waiting there for me. Why, I can see her now, standing by the window, waiting for me.
You can see her standing by the window, waiting for you?
Yeah.
Tell me, how do you know she'll be standing by the window?
I sold all the chairs before I left home.
Oh, would anyone else like a nice cup of hot fish? Tell me, Ken, how long have you been playing the piano?
Ever since I was 3 years old, Duke.
You've been playing the piano ever since you were 3 years old? Isn't that rather young to play the piano?
Well, it was okay. I only played on the minor keys.
Oh, don't encourage him, folks. He only gets worse. And now we present a short daffodil sketch entitled Throw Out the Dragnet. The scene takes place in the police sergeant's office. An excited man rushes in to report a missing friend. He sketches on.
Sergeant. A friend of mine, missing 2 days and...
Don't get excited, mister. He'll probably be all right.
But he just inherited $2 million, and I'm afraid he's out to blow it all on Broadway, and we've got to find
now,
him...
Now, now, now. Just be calm, mister. Now, how tall is your friend?
About 6 feet. Reddish-brown hair, blue eyes, about 40 years old.
What's his name?
Sandy McDonald.
A real Scotchman, is he?
Born in Scotland, Sergeant, and he's only been over here a year or so.
All right, sir. We'll find him. You say he's got $2 million. That's a lot of money for a man to be running around with on Broadway. Dugan, doing anything right now? You and Murphy take a run up to the Penny Arcade and see if you find a fellow answering that description. And if he ain't there, maybe you'd better gallop over to 6th Avenue and keep an eye on the soda mat. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Ken Gillum will now do one of his famous barroom songs. One song by him, and he's barred from the room. The title of this selection is No matter how late a guy gets to his wedding, he gets there too soon.
I've seen fellas silly that were silly before, but none was half so silly as the fellow next door. He keeps talking to himself all day, and this is all he ever seems to say. I care for her, she cares for me. We're just as happy as two people can be. When we're in the park, we walk for hours, paying no attention to the flowers. Out on the lawn, we carry on until it's time to go home. When she says no, I answer yes, so it's plain to see that I care for her and she cares for me. Now I've seen silly willies acting silly before, but none was half so silly as this Willie next door. When you say, hello, how have you been? He just answers with a silly grin. care for her, she cares for me. We're just as happy as two people can be. I like her because she's not a smarty. No, sir, she's the life and death of every party. Oh, we never fight. She's always right, and I let her have my own way. When she says, honey, hold my money, it's plain to see that I care for her and she cares for me. Now I like coffee, I like tea, I like her cause she likes me. She plays the ukulele too. Oh, what an eye for music. Her old man is getting old and he has a terrible cold, and he's worth a million, so I'm told. How I love her, father. She's a coffee hound, they say. She drinks 20 saucers every day, but she never drinks from out the cup cause the spoon gets in her optic. Oh, da 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 dee da da. Until it's time to go home. I adore the ground she walks on, for she owns it, you see. And I care for her, and she's wild about me.
Yes, sir. And now we hear from a daffodil wonder child. He is only 4 years old, and he's been all through school, the reform school. You know, the kids have nicknamed him Corns because he's always at the foot of his class, Duck Duke. Last week, he joined the Boy Scouts. He's studying real hard and drills religiously. The scoutmaster told him if he really keeps on working hard, he'll may be able to get in the next war and become the unknown soldier. Introducing the child who sees tomorrow but who is a total blank today, little Oscar.
Come over here, little Oscar. My, where's your little dog, Woos and Booby?
Sure, I took him down to the dog show.
You took Woos and Booby down to the dog show? Don't make me laugh. Why, you could never win a prize with him.
He may not win any prizes, but he'll meet a lot of nice dogs.
He'll meet a lot of nice dogs. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything about that dog of yours. I have a little test for you this evening, little Oscar. Here is the first question. Can you tell me the opposite of cry?
Laugh.
Laugh, correct. The opposite of happy?
Sad.
And what is the opposite of woe?
Giddy up.
Giddy up, please. What is the opposite of mare?
Walker.
Walker. I think this has gone far enough. Let's get to the word sent in for you to use this week in sentences. The first word is defeat. Can you use defeat in a sentence, little Oscar?
Sure. Tight shoes are bad for defeat.
Tight shoes are bad for defeat. Is there nothing sacred? The next word for you to use is funnel. Please do not refer to your old man's drinking. Can you use funnel in a sentence?
When I leave here, then the funnel begins.
Oh, and if you leave right now, it won't be any too soon. However, there are a couple more words for you to use in sentences, I regret to say. The next word is right down your alley, little Oscar. It's insane. Can you use insane in a sentence?
Sure. You use a lot of words in saying nothing.
Oh, there's no possible answer for that one, said he, getting to the next word as soon as possible. The next word is avail. Can you use avail in a sentence, little Oscar?
Sure. The cops pinched one of the dancers at the Stags because she was dancing without a veil. You're in the wrong tent, Uncle Oscar.
Wrong tent. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, that's all right, Duke.
Ken, I suggest you call that piece Silk Stockings.
Why Silk Stockings, Duke?
Because there were so many runs in it.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. That one was really bad. But not nearly as bad as you're about to hear. Once again, without the shame that should be mine, I introduce our own daffodil poet, Uys Gray Oswald. Uys Gray is so mean that in his spare time, he buys up asparagus stalks and paints them black, and then he goes out and sells them for fountain pens. Uys Gray has written a little poem to his lady love, which he will recite at this time. A little soft music, Ken, for Uys Gray.
All right, Duke.
Your teeth, my love, are like the stars that shine so bright above you. Their pearly whiteness holds a charm which makes the whole world love you. Whene'er your eyes look into mine, they set my pulses dancing. But when you smile at me, my love, 'cause then you're most entrancing. Those lovely teeth, I'll sing their praise as long as I'm able. But do you think it proper, love, to leave them on the table?
Oh, boy, that was very good, Louis Gray. You're very talented.
I hope to kiss a pig. I tell riddles, too.
I would start something, and I don't feel like riddles either.
Did I ask you? Now, here's my riddle. Why can't a fisherman ever become generous? Give up?
Why can't a fisherman be generous?
Yes, give up?
Yes, I give up. Why can't a fisherman ever be generous?
Because his business makes him selfish.
We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. Hey, hey.
And just before we sing our concluding number, would anyone else like a nice cup of hot fish?
Girl lives across the hall from me. She's plump and young and handsome. And when she stuffs the keyhole, why, I peek in through the transom. It's all in fun. It's all in fun. A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.
I've got a brand new sweetie, and I hold her on my lap. She works for Rand McNally's, and you ought to see her map.
It's all in fun.
Oh, my.
It's all in fun. I get at her map. A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun. Some love to ride in taxis because they love to ride, while others do the riding for the loving on the side. It's all in fun, dun, 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 it's all in fun. A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun. Under the spreading Capitol dome, the politician sits.
He sits and sits and sits and sits and sits and sits and sits.
It's all in fun, it's all in fun. A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.